It's been said that we are the lost generation. People like the old generation are like, we don't have direction. Sando Groova, Pela, Spileli Swag, Instagram. But like today, on our first ever episode, we're going to do something beautiful for the youth. As Youth Day is approaching, I have two guests here. My name is The Juice. This is called The Only Podcast. The Only Podcast with Swag. The Only Podcast for the kids. The Only Podcast for the culture. The Only Podcast with The Juice. Okay, yeah. Today I have two guests. Like inspirational people, honestly, to tell you the truth. Young kids who are doing their thing, who are hustling, who are showing vision, who are promising, like, who give me like hope, who would say the future is actually bright and a life in that is so survivor, so pillar, so you win a life thing. I have two guests, Uonke and Upeli. I call him Billy Ocean. I call him streetwear activist. So what's up, guys? Are you guys good, yo?
Fantastic.
Okay, sharp. Yeah. This is our first episode, so you guys are the chosen ones, I guess. Can you just, guys, for people who don't know you, like, Alan, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, and like, yeah, your life. I'll start from my right. Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. My name is Onke Mpogeli. I was born and bred in Cape Town. I came up here in Joburg around 2015.
Yeah, bro. Project your voice, bro. Do it for the kids, okay?
Do it for the kids.
Thank you very much,
nice.
Bro.
So, I came here like around 2015. That's when I started like doing this shandy. Okay, like growing up in Cape Town, really, like it was always like one thing. Like I would see like Majita who were on in the game at that time.
Yeah.
So, but then like for Masa, the only thing it was like media, like it's far from Cape Town. So like to push like your shine to get like to the top, like it takes time and all that.
So media is not like broad in Cape Town?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, I moved to Joburg, okay, in 2015. But then, the city. So I was lost in the city and all that.
So and it happens, Lovab, it happens. Johannesburg.
It happens.
Yeah.
Oh, too much. So, like, I get to a point whereby, like, the same coach with, like, New Zealand, like, Joburg. So, yeah. Like, I decided, like, to go back home, like, and recover. Like, when you told me, I'm going to run.
Yeah.
Then that's when I came back, like, last year. It was like 2017, so I started doing this shandy. Okay, I started like I was designing all these things. I will push that, like I managed like to sell food like to people, you know?
Yeah.
So like so I figure like to a point where by now, like I was like, no, actually I see like people like always like, okay, like giving me a hand, okay, go forward, like this is the own thing, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, and at the same time I was like, ah, why not, like I'll be like representing my city.
Okay, wait, you're going hella deep into this. This is an intro, bro. We're still gonna talk more about that, but okay, how old are you right now, bro?
Now like I'm 23.
Okay, you are young and then you have your own
shiny.
You are a stylist.
Yeah, I'm a stylist.
Alright, fresh. Let's go to Billy Ocean, the ocean. Bang end of it.
Yo, shout out to everyone who's listening. My name is Billy and I'm from Soweto, 22 year old. I have a clothing brand called Desire Peace. I've had my inspiration since growing up, find my path. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. As I told you guys before we went in, I just want us to talk about like the youth, yeah, bro. Because more often every day we hear like grown-ups tell us what you when I was when Zan, you know what I mean? It's like when you, like, for example, we're trying to push our dreams, yeah, bro, and like parents don't really, sometimes they don't really understand it or they don't see it, you know what I mean? So it's like they always like, ah, nina, guns, I'm internet, young soul. So it's like, I want us to talk about how or what you guys feel life is like for a youngin who is out here, who has dreams and is pushing their own thing, and how you guys feel like the events or everything that happened back in 1976, yeah, bro, have actually impacted or influenced ilokhunje life esiphilayo no in the current South Africa, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like the first thing I want to know is like from you guys, like what are the challenges that you face when you're doing your thing? Yeah, well, when as a stylist, what are the challenges you facing right now with your hustle? And when as a clothing person and in a label, so it's like you're trying to put that out there, yeah, well, have your own Givenchy, have your own Louis Vuitton, and as a youngin, what is it that you go through that gives you my headaches and sleepless nights? And then yeah guys, I just want to know that first and just before we continue, anyone?
Basically for me, the reason why I literally go out every weekend is to connect with people. If I'll be home doing nothing, then the clothing brand wouldn't be where it is today.
Yeah.
So I had to obviously face such things as you party a lot, you go out a lot, girls are involved, car accidents on the road, you're putting your life at risk. But yeah, only to find out that this is what I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
And so I had to put everything behind my back and focus on what I'm doing actually.
Okay.
Prove it to people that I am able to do it.
Okay, in terms of like your brand, yabo. I think, I know about Desire Peace. Someone else knows about Desire Peace, which means you're getting to the people. What I mean. So it's like, what I want to know is, what are the challenges you face when getting the brand out there? Yeah, well, it's like being, let's make an example, typical example, a musician. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
A musician sells music, so they're selling their story.
Yeah.
But the struggles that they come across is people don't want to listen. Mm. So it's like, they don't go out there. As much as they push. You know what I mean? Like when I get, let's say you are a musician, this is your story, this is your music.
Yeah. Well,
when you're selling it, what are the challenges? Like, let's say maybe when going to stores or approaching people in the streets, you're selling it, like the reactions and.
The challenges that I have with people, because I deal with people on a daily basis. Challenges is that you'll find a person who's willing to buy merchandise for 2,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
Then Onke comes on the other side and tells me that he wants something for the weekend.
Yeah.
The money that you've already paid me and told me that take your time, I tried to cover Onke's order because he wants to wear the outfit on Saturday.
Okay.
Then only to find out after I've hooked up Onke with an outfit, he's not able to pay. The one that has paid me already, I have to make a plan to replace that money.
Okay.
Those are the kind of challenges I pay. But before I do that, before I speak to a person, there's different types of people. Obviously, I deal with people, so I need to study people every day.
Yeah.
By the way they approach you, how they want things.
Yeah.
If you could literally see who, I'll definitely deal with that people.
Okay.
That person actually.
Okay, so basic. Okay, cool. No, I get you. Mr. Stylist there at the corner there. Yo, what's up, Anga? It's a kamba. The sun has to it.
Pay attention.
Are you still here? Oh, are you still here? Okay. And when same question applies. What are the challenges as a stylist, as someone who wants to style people, styling people? What are the challenges that you face?
Man, like, from my side, I would say, like, it sells, man.
Yeah.
Okay, this thing here, it goes, bro. Like, you find someone, okay, my man, like, do me this and this and this for this couple of, like, video. Okay, in a few couple of weeks, you're shooting a video and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is your figure, let's just start. And then now you're there, you pitch, like, okay, my man, here's the stuff. And, like, here's the product, like, let me do this shine.
Yeah.
And then, okay, it's our own thing. Okay, you style them and everything. And then when, like, they have to pay and all that, and then it takes time. Like, even like, okay, like, let me you see, like, the product.
Yeah.
Like, the product, bro. Uguti, yazi ngumuntu wonke, like, thathi ixesha. As Billy was saying, like, you have to be like an outgoing person, like, to be there each and every time.
Yeah.
Ukuthi uzokwazi ukusocialize nabantu, manage, like, ukupush those ubachathe uthini. Okay, this is a fresh product, like, I just dropped it like recently and all that.
Yeah. So ukuze bezo.
Yabo, ukuze bazofumana leyo shandis leyo. And then as he was saying, like, you get to face those things like he was talking about. Okay, my man, I want this. And then now you'll be thinking, okay, this guy wants it now, and then no. And then when they have to pay, like, his card, food, tea, bakama, man. And then, yeah, man, from our side, like, those are the challenges. And then, people, Like nowadays, people is in a challenge. Like you get like by Jonjela, bro. Like ideas,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
like you come up like with something dope and that, like that.
Yeah.
But then just now, but you don't know how to push that product, and then
yeah,
that
don't
person like has like the resources and everything.
Okay,
so
yeah, I get you. Or maybe it's hard to style us out, and then next thing, Muntu, Jengo Louis Vuitton, Tata, but in this bag, now it's like a big thing. Now it's this big thing, Auntie Tina Besi Pata, it was the thing. So another thing I want to know is, how is social media for you guys helping you guys get your stuff out there, or the word out there? How is social media? Are you guys utilizing social media? Are you using it? And is it showing Oguti you actually improving, or is it getting out there?
It is getting out there. Highly gratitude actually for having social media.
Yeah.
It has really helped me a lot in selling merchandise.
Yeah.
Word of mouth, it has an effect on people, but compared to social media,
yeah.
I have my timepiece of like posting new merchandise. The latest is like 7:30. I best believe that's where everyone is just literally home.
7:30.
Seven. Yeah.
Okay.
Late.
Okay.
It's like everyone is just home. There's nothing to play on TV. That's literally.
True.
So
the kids.
That's the kids. If I had to tell you, I post my pictures at like 7:30.
Yeah.
By 9:00 to 9:30, I would have like 250 likes already.
Okay. Okay.
That's how much impact it has on me.
All right.
Social media.
Okay, fresh. And when Mr. Stylist, do you have models there? Do you post? How are you utilizing your social media there?
Like for me, I feel like, bro, like it would have like sold, like I would have sold like so many products and
yeah.
all that, because now I'm anti.
Yeah.
Like I social network.
You're anti-social.
Like, yeah.
Then you should do when you go to problem. You have to go to the streets, get straight.
So yeah. So now I normally like go out like wearing like my products most of the time. Like,
yeah.
And then people will ask, okay, my man, where did you get this?
Okay.
And all that.
Okay.
So
cool.
I have to explain it all.
I feel like you should do like merchandise for me, and then like I'll be your ambassador and stuff. Now we feel,
No problem.
Okay, no, but you know, another thing like that always gets me, Abo, fact that like Smith Kubera with the social media thing,
yeah.
It's like even our parents think Uguti, we're always on the phone, we are lazy. You know how like you're always on the phone, they don't understand what you're actually pushing something, you know what
makes
I mean?
Sense.
So it's like, even at workplaces, I think like the older people that young people work with look at them as if like, hey, lazy, Ngati, they lazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Nina, do you guys believe Uguti we are lazy, Tina, as the youth, or do you think Uguti we are as effective, maybe if not even more, now that we have social media or like the world at the palm of our hands, you know what I mean? Do you think we've become lazy, or are we lazy by doing or working like that? I'm not sure if my question is making sense. Is it sorta kinda? Okay, let me ask it like this. Are we a lazy generation when it comes to your guys' perspective, like view, point of view? In terms of, I'm not talking about you guys in general now, I'm just talking about the youth. You know, are we lazy today?
I personally don't feel like we're lazy. We all have our reason for using social networks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some use it to connect with other people.
Yeah.
Others use it for business. Just
yeah,
like us.
Yeah.
We use it for business on a personal level.
Yeah.
So it only depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
You see. So we use it to push our products.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like as Billy's saying, right? It depends. Like some of us like find it like as an advantage, like to use like social media, like to
yeah, yeah.
So now like here's the thing, like me, like from my side, I feel like some of these youngins are sleeping, bro.
Okay.
Like yeah.
Okay. I mean, personally though, like to tell you guys the truth, I believe it's like the internet, bruh, is like, you know how back in the 70s, 80s, they were like, the world is gonna evolve, humans are gonna evolve in such a sense that by now we'll have flying cars and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was the mentality back then, you know, and then like the internet came and now like everything. I mean, I honestly feel like that was our evolution, the internet, you know. So
yeah.
It's like, I don't believe we're too lazy. I just feel like it's become more easier to access things now. Yeah. And it's even more effective because you reach people that you wouldn't even have reached before. You know what I mean? Like, for example, you in Cape Town. Let's say you're still in Cape Town.
Yeah.
You trying to do your thing, trying to style. But manje, I don't know you, and I can't. There's no way. Me, I'm in KZN. There's no way I can find your product. If Young Tall, you are in Joburg. There's no way he can find you. It's like he's a stylist. He might like your stuff. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Like, he'll hit you up. Like, yo, Billy Ocean. Yo,
I need some.
I need that, Young Tall.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like it's more effective. As much as we sit down and like, and older people would be like, yo, this one is lazy. But I feel like it's more effective in a sense. Okay, like, apart from that, yeah, what are the three things that you guys feel as the youth, these are, like, the difficulties that we face in life today? Like, the three things, like, for example, Mina, personally, I feel like the things that we, one of the things, I'm just making an example, one of the things that I feel like are the challenges that we face as a youth, opportunities, you know, like people are not trying to give us opportunities, you know. I feel like siyavalelwa ngaphandle in a sense. It's like even that thing, you would see, to get a job you need experience, but now without experience you can't get a job. And how can you get experience if you don't have a job? You know what I mean? Like that type of thing. I feel like that's one of the difficulties that we face, you know. But I mean, I want to know what you guys think are the difficulties the youth face, like three difficulties the youth face today.
For me, my personal view is that stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You finish matric, you're not sure, you do not have funds, you do not have any bursary, but you have a business mind.
Yeah.
And one of also the challenges is that, okay, from where I'm coming from, most of my cousins' siblings, they went to school, but I decided to take my own path.
Yeah.
Having a supportive mother really built me. The level of confidence that I have today.
Yeah.
So I had to choose what I like, and it also brings me to become strong. I had to fight, thinking, okay, I do not have something to fall back on, but I have to fight.
You know.
So there's plenty of people facing such problems that I'm facing. It's not really a problem. It's something that I chose. But knowing that, I'll make sure I get where I want to get.
So, like, you, to get, like, to see if I'm getting you clearly, it's like, social and, like, pressure, you face that, would see people think, would know, but when, because are we even scared? When did I feel it?
You never make it,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so when are those are the things that you had to fight through?
Yeah, but I had to fight them on my own. I didn't have to show everyone that I'm weak inside.
Yeah,
it's something I would literally sit and be like, okay, are you sure about what you're doing? You need to understand it's a bit risky, but I have no choice because it's something that I'm passionate about.
Yeah, but I guess you're doing something right, bro, because we're here right now and we're talking about your stuff.
Nah.
You, my brother?
For me, bro, I'd say it's opportunities, as you're saying.
Yeah.
And resources, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I feel like all you have to do is just to get your product going and everything, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and then you manage, like, to break through the obstacles and go get it.
Okay, no, I hear you guys. Dream chasers, man. Okay, but we've talked about struggles. What is it that you guys think we are getting right as a youth? What is it that we are, like, we are on point there? Like, you know how, like, girls be taking those pictures on Instagram, like, they're on point. What is it that we have that's on lock and we're like, this, we're getting it right? You know what I mean? I'm not sure if you get the question.
Okay, I think I get it. Let me just give it a shot.
Yeah.
What I think the youth is getting right is, you see, when it comes to the month of February, March, on Facebook, Instagram, that's where you see people graduate.
Yeah.
So I'd personally say that's where the youth get it right.
Okay.
So it's a young motivation in a way for those who are trying to quit school, but the other one would say, okay, my friend just graduated. So I might as well just push as well.
You know? They trend,
you know.
Like,
you know what I mean?
You know, like, you get on Facebook, you're just scrolling, all you see is just graduate. Graduate, like, yo.
I have to.
No, I get you. And you, my brother?
Man, it's getting like those opportunities, bruh. Like, as Billy in the morning was showing me this other joint, like The Voice, and then now, like, he's part of Boys and Bugs.
Yeah.
And then last year, like, I knew him through Billy, and then he was just like a youngin', like, his ass, like, trying to get there and all that.
Okay.
I feel like these days, you need to, like, as it motivates, man, like, to go, like, forward and sell everything you're willing to sell. It's either a product or pushing music or
okay. So another, are you guys interested in politics? Sidebar, are you guys interested in politics?
No. Like, I feel like I have my days.
How can you not be interested in politics when Malema is like the best thing to ever happen to South Africa? Did you guys see that meme where I think News 24 wrote something about like what they quoted Malema. I won't say what he said. And then Musi Maimane was like,
that.
This is not the South Africa. Blah, 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 blah. And then he replied, he's like, hey, some dinner. To wrap up, what are your guys' visions for like yourselves in like the next 2 years, Nyana? Like 2020, where do you guys see yourself?
2020.
What is the vision? I know people are always, when people ask this question, they're always like, so where do you see yourself in 5 years time?
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself? But me, I want to know, in 2 years from now, 2 years from this podcast, when we link up again, let's say we do another podcast, you know, where do you guys, where do you guys see yourself at that time?
I see myself in 2020. That I'll have a shop, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
My shop will only open on Thursday. Drop
Fresh.
The latest merchandise,
Fresh.
Just like Young Supreme.
Have
the latest things only at store.
Yeah,
the line must be long. I literally want people to sleep at the shop on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the 2020 mission.
You wanna, okay. You know? I like that. I like that.
Like for me, bro, like it's one day, like to open like a styling agency, bro.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like I should let like my work speak for itself than me like saying like, okay, I do this and this and this. So hopefully, man, like one day, let's get that.
Okay, let me prophesize some things for you. God was like, hey, in 2 years time you'll have your shop. Boy, and in 2 years time you'll be styling whoever's hot on the streets.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
So
okay, but honestly, thank you guys for coming through, yo. Thank you guys for taking time out your days and deciding to let's do this thing. This is our first ever episode, and I hope we'll see people are gonna like this. And then like, as time goes on, it becomes something actually, and then we can come back and chill, and then you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just talk nonsense as chance, and then thank you very much, guys. Okay, that's it. This was our first episode, the only podcast with the juice, the only podcast for the kids, the only podcast for the culture, the only podcast in South Africa. Okay, now I was pushing it there. Yeah, I'm pushing it. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and please share. Let's get the word out there, man. We are the youth and we are the future of this country. If we don't push our dreams and if we don't push our hustles, whatever your hustle is, like, you won't get anywhere, and we are the future, you know what I mean? So if we all push and if we all inspire each other to push, we'll get somewhere, man. We are the future and we have potential. There's so much potential in South Africa, dog.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? If we can just push, motivate, share. Another thing is that we never wanna like give others the shine, you know what I mean? It's like we all wanna I wanna shine. And then that's where we get it wrong, you know?
Yeah.
That's where we.
That's
what kills us, bruh. Because we don't go anywhere. It's like, it's a crab in a bucket effect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're listening, share. Tell your friends about the only podcast. Tell your people. Tell your parents so that they listen to the kids who are out here doing their thing. As Kanye West says, man, do it for the kids. Oh, listen to the kids, bro. Listen to the kids.
Sorry.
Okay, and we are out.